Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Yo, we talk about lightsabers, stunning your TV screens, what you want to stream, everything beyond your dreams. Want to talk about movies, sports, or even politics? Go ahead and tune into us, we'll give you all of it. Whatever your debate, Xbox or PlayStation, Marvel or DC, Mac or PC. Teraflops when the movie drops, gigabytes, chips, RAM, no matter what it is, we got all of it. Welcome to the show.
Nerds Talking, the podcast.
Welcome to Nerds Talking, the podcast. I'm here with Johnny.
Hello.
You.
Hi.
And Marie.
Hi.
Lafayette will be joining us shortly. I'm Carlos, and we're going to get right into it with Halloween just around the corner, 2 days from now. What scares you guys? What frightens you, or what did frighten you? What doesn't frighten you now that used to? What is your biggest fear?
Bloody Mary was hecka scary. Way back in the day, Bloody Mary.
You mean just the myth of like going in front of a mirror? And what was supposed to happen when you said Bloody Mary 3 times or 13 times?
She's supposed to come out and kill you.
To come up behind you or pull you through the mirror or something weird like that.
Similar to Candyman.
Or Beetlejuice. Or Marie.
I think you're so funny.
Marie, I was talking to my sister's boyfriend. He was listening to the podcast, and he was saying that we are kind of mean to you. Now, in your opinion, do you think we're mean to you? Shut the fuck up. I wouldn't care what you
said. Just like I like it.
Nobody asked you if you care. Hey, look who joined us. Lafayette. Thank you for joining the program in progress. Johnny, what scares you, my friend?
Sharks, snakes, and
dark ghosts. Snakes?
Sharks.
Shark snakes?
No, just there's a comma in between each. Sharks, oh, shark, snakes, comma, and snakes. Ghosts.
Ghost snakes? Or comma?
You know, I don't know if I've come across a ghost snake, but that would be the ultimate fear, right?
Have you ever come across a ghost?
Have you ever come across a ghost? That's a good question, Marie. Thank you for stepping in and pulling your weight.
Or a goat, for that matter.
Oh, goat?
I thought he said goats.
Oh, you're afraid of goats?
They are horrifying.
No, have you ever seen a ghost? Have you ever heard of someone? Do you know someone who's actually said they've seen a ghost besides Schuller?
My parents told me that there were a couple times that I would just wake up screaming for no reason and like pointing in the corner of my room type of thing. I don't have any memory of it.
Like night terrors?
Something like that. Or maybe I'd be out of my room and in another room type of thing. I only remember that a couple times. But lately, no. I mean, I you know what? I took a ghost tour. I've taken two ghost tours. One in Monterey and one in Austin. And they basically just go to all these spots and say, oh, this person was murdered here. This person was buried over here, and you know, so it was basically story time. So we didn't see any ghosts, but we heard of ghosts.
Did you ask for your money back?
I mean, there was no guarantee of ghosts, but it was interesting.
Well, my older brother, he had a house up in Northern California, and his dogs would always bark at like this dark corner by the front door. Like away from the front door, just looking at the corner and just bark at it. So they thought they had something, you know, they thought there was some sort of haunting there in the house because the dogs are always barking at that spot. So they believed they had a ghost and they heard things. They swear they heard things. And so is your little doggy barking at nothings?
No. I don't think there's any ghosts here. If anything, there's ghost snakes here because I live up in the hills. Every time I see a fucking snake, I'll kill it. So there's probably a lot of
hanging out. You know what I was just thinking? When we were younger, my brother had a big boa constrictor and it disappeared. And then when my parents started getting remodeling their house, they took the door frame out and the snake was in the door frame.
Alive?
No, it was like months later, but it was like preserved like a mummy. It was disgusting. Yeah. But it could be ghost snakes. For reals.
Marie, that story scares the shit out of me. Can you fucking imagine? I mean, Carlos, you did construction. If you took down a drywall and there's a fucking python in there, holy shit.
Taking down drywall.
It was like a baby. It was a baby.
It doesn't matter. Any snake is a fucking bad
snake. It was a ghost snake too.
What have you found in drywalls and or houses?
Mostly just lizards and birds. And I found one mouse. He looked liquefied, like he had just died recently and he was liquefied. And then I told the homeowner, hey, Mickey Mouse died in your attic. And it was an attic access where there was a door. You could just walk in, right? Mm. And he looked at me like he wanted me to do something about it. I'm like, it's your mouse, dude. I ain't touching that shit. I left it. I wasn't there for that anyway. I'm not an exterminator. I did find some people do really whack construction work and will stuff newspaper. Like I found old newspaper stuffed in walls. Like that's dangerous. That catches fire.
Was there any significance to it? Like, did you look at the headlines and like,
yeah, 10 there people was a murder in that house. A bunch of ghost snakes killed someone.
All right, let's get off of ghost snakes because every time we do that, I feel like we're making fun of me. Let's make fun of Maria.
You should watch that old horror movie, The Worms. I think it was called Worms, where they fall into a basement and it's filled with worms that like horizontally go into like invade people's faces, and oh, it's great. You would probably perish right there.
What era was this? Was this like a canon film?
30 years ago. 40 years ago. It wasn't great effects, but
so like the typical like 80s horror films. So there were some titties in there.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
But I remember the basement full of worms. Man, I don't know. Burning alive. Drowning. Drowning. Being under the water and not being able to get to the surface.
So dying scares you, apparently.
Yeah.
A violent death. Burning alive. It's kind of a big deal. It's not that you're natural.
Well, I can't think of any. I mean, in terms of movies, like the one with the girl.
Are you afraid of movies? Shining?
No. The one with the young girl who becomes, you know, a demon. And what's her name? The Exorcist.
Hmm.
Like, I won't say anything like the Candyman phrases. I won't say the Bloody Mary phrases.
Why
take the risk?
Candyman? Don't,
so don't urban legends.
So urban well, I legends just, scare you? It says it's not that they scare me. I'm just not, why take the risk?
I dare you to never say Candyman. At least
don't say Candyman.
Time.
No, don't say it one more time. Don't say it. It's three times, right? Isn't it three times?
Come on.
In this movie, well, that's the bad thing. It's five times in this.
Is it five times? Oh, the new one, it's five times. Oh, so it's Candyman, 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 Candyman.
Is that like throughout your whole life? Or is that like...
No, it's not even fear so much. I'm just not going to do it.
No, I'm wondering about the rules of Candyman.
You do know that was written by somebody, like a script writer.
Right.
You know. Okay.
Yeah, it's vaguely based on a true story in Cabrini Green in Chicago.
It's based off actual events.
At Cabrini Green, the housing project in Chicago.
That was infested by bees.
It's not.
What's wrong?
why take the risk?
I just did it.
I know you did.
You just did it. Nothing happened.
I didn't. Anything out there? He did.
They have a Japanese version of that. It's like, I don't remember what it is, but it's like, you have to go into the closet and say some shit like that. And then you have to turn off all the lights. You have to go hide because if you don't, he'll come kill you. And feel like,
but why would you do that many steps to basically see a ghost?
So, I didn't make this up.
I'm just saying in general.
All you do is go on two tours like Johnny did.
I've got a question for you, Lester.
Yeah. Johnny so came you, out with less so, money. That's dangerous.
Here's my question for you. So you get to attend the random exorcism. Money. And there have been real exorcisms. Not like the movies make them out to be. Do you step in there and say, why don't you try me on? Like they did in The Exorcist. Would you do that?
We've talked about this before. I said I'd be in a room with enforcement. I think it'd be
would
very
you say take me on?
I would ask questions and just kind of maybe even say, hey, you want to be on the podcast?
Yes. But like, you wouldn't say take me on.
Why not?
I guess it would depend on who is being exercised.
What if you get special powers if they take you on?
That type of stuff is I don't know. There's one on, I think it's Hulu, maybe on Netflix, about an actual Vatican exorcist exorcism, like a priest that they follow around, and he shows all these that he does, and it's a trip, but it's always the same thing over and over. It's only there's literally 500 exorcists every day in Italy, or exorcisms right. happening, and they're always around the Vatican, right. and so on and so forth. Like they're never anywhere else, and doctors will tell you that they're fake, and you know, this right. is people tripping. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I think that would scare anybody. If you walk into a room and your daughter was like, rah, blah, 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 speaking in tongues and different languages,
right.
and you're like,
well, hey, my daughter does that right
slowly,
now.
Slowly close the door, right? Be like, okay, you seem all right. And just close the door. You need 5 minutes.
Some green stuff.
Just a little cold. You'll be over it in the morning.
I mean, no one would not be scared of that, you know? It's like Johnny Sharks, right? Who's not scared of sharks, really? I mean,
now, where did that fear?
I'm not scared of sharks.
From?
Unless they happen to be cut in the ocean where they are, then I might be afraid of.
I mean, and Hugh has a good point. Your chances of a shark attack is next to none.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but I understand Johnny's
fear. In the water. I look delicious.
He looks like a whale. Sharks eat whales.
Wow. Oh, look, a little tuna. A sea lion jumped in.
I mean, if they're hungry, they're going to get a good meal. That's mm-hmm. that's the moral of that story.
The white beluga whale.
But no, my fear of sharks came from Jaws.
Yeah, no, I think I think that goes shark. With basically everybody, you know. I think Jaws scared the shit out of a ton of people. Oh. And same with snakes. When are you going to run into a snake really in your life? That you
Johnny
hold?
Does all the time.
Like every the time. Fucking week. I see.
Your backyard. Yeah, you have that fucking desert backyard. That's not right.
Cool. I saw a tarantula the other day.
No way.
Yeah, it was like just scurrying across my driveway, so I ran it over like twice
just in case.
And then, you know, the next day the corpse was still there, and then the day after that the corpse was gone, so that means an even bigger critter came by and just ate them. And fuck my neighborhood. It's really nice up here though.
I mean ghosts are a scary thought, you know, the thought of it. But again, you're not probably ever going to see a ghost. And do they exist?
I'd like to. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Oh, so let's take a ghost tour. Let's call up Shuler, and then we'll.
Shuler's banned forever.
Oh.
He can maybe, the only way Shuler will ever get back on this show is if it's his ghost.
As a ghost. Yeah, I was going to say.
As a ghost. That's it. Because, yeah, no.
No, it was half of him because he got eaten by a shark. Or half of him got eaten by a shark.
He's combining all my fears into one.
Huh? Yeah, his snakes.
And
his
then
sharks.
He breaks up with me because I'm always afraid of rejection. Like, what else? What else are you afraid of?
I like that. I like you're afraid of rejection. Like, that's number one on your list.
I'm afraid of rejection from ghost snakes.
Standing at the edge of a tall building.
But that's not something that... When Carlos says, what are you scared of?
That's
more of a. It's
well,
more
why
of
would
a,
you stand on the edge of a building though?
You wouldn't. I mean,
like, well, you heights.
But you're asking me. There's really not much else. I'm not afraid of sharks because I'm not going to be in the ocean with
can't
my leg
no
cut
ghosts
off.
Either.
I think it's a fear thing. Like Johnny's idea of swimming like in the ocean, and then it kind of hits you like, oh, I'm not swimming this far out. You never know. You know, same as alone when you're alone in the dark. All of a sudden, you hear something. What's that? Oh my god, it's a ghost. You know, and so forth. And standing on the edge of a building, I mean, I think a lot of people are gonna be like, yeah, of course this is scary.
Well mine is
a lot of people aren't. They
a bit of claustrophobia. I get like enclosed places. I used to get really freaked out. And like just the other day I was reading a book and the character had found his way into a mine, and in the mine he was crawling through the crevices and through the caves and came to a dead end and it was pitch black. That kind of scared me because I put myself in his situation. Like, oh shit, what would I do? So for myself, it's a little bit of claustrophobia. I kind of got over it, but not entirely.
I mean,
how'd you get over it? Did you crawl through some tunnels or something?
Yeah, what'd you do?
Well, when I used to work in, when I used to do a lot of construction, I'd have to go into attics that had really tight spaces. Hmm. So, and then not only that, I hate going under houses. I had to go under a house that was pitch black. I had a flashlight, but it was pitch black. I had to run some wire, and I just sat at the edge of the crawl space. I just sat there for like a half hour, just looking at the dark. And then I said to myself, I could have been done by now if I just went, you know, it's been a half hour. So I finally went under there. Just it scared the shit out of me though.
But yeah. It's just,
I'm here.
Cluster. I mean, that's, that's similar to, well, no, Hugh said being burned alive and drowning.
How's that?
So I would say buried alive is like more of claustrophobic.
Yeah.
But still, again, those are things that you don't, those aren't normal things in the sense what we're talking about when you say Halloween, scary, you know, Hugh's urban legends. Yeah, that's more like, you know, the path we're talking about, or ghosts. But then again, who's going to say I'm afraid of monsters? I mean, they're, you know, there are no monsters.
Well, what about you? Afraid of their tough guy?
I don't know. It's the same thing, right? It's like the dark and the not the dark, but like waking up and then you hear something. You're like, what the fuck is that? You know, it's
that when you nudge your partner, go check that shit out.
Yeah. What does your partner say? It's
probably her, to be honest with you. And then, you know, it's
Oscar
just
Pistoia, that shit, man.
It's always that type of stuff. You know, it's nothing else. I mean, you know, some people go, I'm afraid of getting into a car accident. Well, that's not Carlos. Claustrophobia is a good one because I guess people freaking out about that. I mean, sharks is a good one, you know, because people won't even go into the water for that reason. Marie, did Marie already tell us what she's scared of?
She's afraid of morning alcohol.
She's afraid of a comb right now.
She's afraid of a comb. Afraid of a comb.
I'm afraid of commitment.
Well, we know that, but that's like every episode. Yeah, Johnny. I like Johnny's was the opposite. He's afraid of rejection.
You know what used to scare me when going back to the Bloody Mary thing was back in the day they used to have those books that Bloody Mary story came in. It's like scarier stories for the dark, and it was like the pictures were always drawn in black and white, and they were always like dripping and looked super bloody, and it was really creepy. I think Jack Black came out with the movie not too long ago.
Oh, but they had a bunch of them in the dark. Yeah.
And there was, and the Bloody Mary story, it wasn't actually, it was the only one that wasn't a story. It was like a thing, just like a thing to do. It was the only action item on there.
You know, when I was a kid, my brother told me the hand on the hamburger helper box came alive at midnight. So.
And cooked you food? What did they do?
He just came alive. What more do you want? Like,
but why?
It's got three is it not impressive that it useless. Comes alive? You're like, what the fuck? No, else? I want some chili mac. Like
a third hand.
All right, the brothers were the worst.
Maybe he'll make you a hando. I mean, give you a hando while you make a sando.
Man, I was five. I didn't know what it was. Yeah, hando was. So at midnight, we go downstairs and we sneak down.
You'd
and
look
I open
for
up. I open up the little pantry door, and then he fucking scared the shit out of me. And then and I yelled, my parents woke up, and I'm pretty sure my mom beat the shit out of me for waking her
I'm
up.
I'm sure she did.
So, yeah, I have a fear of hamburger helper.
The hamburger helper man or the hand. All right. Well, with that, we'll take a break. Be right back after this.
Welcome to Bridge Boys.
Bridges.
My name is Jeremy, and this is my partner in crime, Andreas Pappas.
That's right. We're here to introduce you to the podcast that takes you on a whirlwind tour of the world's coolest bridges.
Yeah, we'll be exploring the history, culture, and engineering that goes into them. So we hope you'll join us on our exploration of all these beautiful bridges. And be sure to subscribe to the Bridge Boys podcast on your favorite podcast player.
Yeah, we'll be dropping some new bridge knowledge every Monday starting August 9th. So we'll talk to all of y'all then.
Bridges.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking, the podcast. Here with Carlos, Hugh, God damn me, he left. Johnny and Marie. And I'm Lafayette. Hey, Marie, you like Halloween?
Yes.
What's your favorite part about Halloween?
Dressing up.
Oh, what do you dress it up as this year?
I think I don't know yet.
What's your ideas?
I have a skeleton costume and that's it.
And do you go to parties? Do you just go bar hopping? Do you of course I go to parties. Okay, socialite over here. Johnny has a child. He can't do anything anymore. So, but
Marie,
did your neighborhood
Marie, did you ever go through the slutty costume phase?
I'm still in the slutty costume.
Yeah, it doesn't end. What are you talking
You're
about?
You're going to be a skeleton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to wear no clothes.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. What's a slutty skeleton? Exactly. Good point. It's just skin tight. That's has to be skin tight. Just some type of, that's all it is. Yeah. Johnny, do you kids
show extra bone?
Do kids come to your, do kids come to your casa still? Or I should say in your neighborhood?
Last year, I think we had 4 people come through.
Nice. So you have a high bar. Like, do you expect more kids?
I mean, I expect a lot of leftover candy.
Ah, so you buy a lot of candy?
Get the Costco pack.
Okay. And, yeah.
You know, there's usually quite a bit left over. You know, every year it seems to be different. Like at my old place, you know, I remember like leaving the bowl out, and then it would just
horrible
be
idea.
Yeah, of course. This time around, since we get so few kids, they get a lot of candy.
And then
a few visitors here and there.
And I know Carlos dresses up for every Halloween. Like he can't miss a Halloween without dressing as something. So he's, what are you going to dress as this year?
Well, it's either going to be Steve from Blue's Clues.
Mm.
I think that's what I'll do.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, okay. And are you just staying home and passing out the candy to the children?
Yes, this year, yeah. No, well, we're going to take my son out first and then.
Yeah.
We'll come back and.
Halloween.
Throw candy at kids.
What is your favorite Halloween memory? Did you have a favorite costume? Did you have a certain night that was just a lot of fun with your friends or a party or so on and so forth? What is your favorite Halloween memory, Jody?
I think when I got out of the military for the next 3 years, my costume was my uniform. And then like after 9/11, everyone came back from deployment. That's what their costume was. So I had to retire it. And it was getting ugly.
Okay. What's your favorite?
I remember going to one of those zone balls. Remember that?
Yes, the zone balls. Oh, was a dirty show.
It was like going to the zoo for the first time. I'm like, whoa, I've never seen that. Whoa. There's a petting zoo over here. And it was insane.
Yes. So that was a fond memory for you for Halloween.
I think so.
Okay. Carlos, do you have yourself a Halloween memory?
Yeah. It was actually a Halloween. I don't know why, but this always comes to mind. It was in the old neighborhood. I believe Johnny was hanging out with me, and we weren't going to do Halloween that year. But then we decided last minute, we're going to do Halloween. So I ran inside, put on a sweatsuit, put on a weight belt around my waist, and stuffed my sweatsuit with paper.
Yes.
And I think we went as Hans and Franz.
Yes.
All right. So
it was towards the end of, you know, the adolescence where.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of like, it's not cool to trick or treat.
The candy givers. Yeah. They're like, aren't you a little too old?
Aren't you too old to trick or treat?
Don't talk to me that way. Look at my muscles.
No. I want you guys to do Hans and Franz.
Fuck you up.
That's not how Hans and Franz would do it. Give me some Hans and Franz.
It's going to come off like my van dam.
An Italian guy?
Yeah. Give me some candy.
Wait, don't do it.
All right, Marie.
Johnny and I went to one house, and the guy ran out of candy, so he gave us a dollar and said, here, split this.
Nice. Marie, give me one of your fondest Halloween memories.
I went to, and I don't know why this one sticks out, but when I was like 21 or 22, we went to a friend's of a friend's and they lived down the street and we went with my boyfriend and my other crush was there and they didn't care and they were fine and they were getting along. But like all my other really good friends were there too. And it was just like a big sorority and frat party. And it was great. And then we walked home because it was right down the street.
That's it? I went to a party and hung out. That was one of my fondest memories.
Because nobody fought over me.
Her crush
and
they
all
knew
cool.
And I'm pretty sure they knew about each other and they did not care. They got along. It's fine.
Oh,
could have went to Paris that night.
What so was happened? your memory was more like unity, friendship. Yeah. I like it.
Well, good I time. Like I said, I that's like the only one I remember.
Yeah.
So I have blacked out every year after that.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I went to the Hollywood Cemetery on Christmas one year, maybe like 4 years
ago. Christmas?
Christmas, yes.
Okay. On Halloween. That's dark.
On Halloween. And it's cool because they have a concert in the cemetery. It's all decked out. It looks super cool. It's all like neon lights everywhere. You can see like all these celebrities, you know, where they're buried, and they have it's all like done up with like all these fancy lights. Matter of fact, what was that really popular guitar player that died maybe 4 years ago? He was in Soundgarden. And he Chris, had
Cornell.
Chris Cornell. He died that same year, and he had this really cool memorial that they, you know, have that I guess his wife you know, had their form. But it was really done nicely with all these like red lights on it, and these, and the whole bottom was these orange like petals, and it was all the celebrities had something cool, so you could walk around all night. There, they have food trucks in there. It was just, it's just, and it's every year. Like they're having it again this Halloween. And it's just a party, and you can go to the Hollywood Cemetery and just party it up at the cemetery, and it lasts till like 2 a.m.
Have you ever been to the West Hollywood Halloween
party? I have twice. Yeah, the West Hollywood one's fun. Wild too. It's just a looky-loo party. You're just watching all the people that come out and dress really cool, and then half the people are naked. You're like, oh, okay. So that's a wild party though. Halloween. I don't do Halloween anymore. Like in the sense of, it's not like something I look forward to anymore, but it's cool. I mean, as an adult, I do think it's a lot more fun than being a kid. If you want to get all into it and go party and have a good time, you know, we're adults. Yeah, we can buy our own candy.
I have pretty good memories as the kid.
Don't get me wrong. Halloween's always fun as a kid. You want candy.
Yeah. And it was a little scary because there were a couple bullies in the neighborhood, and I remember getting egg one year.
Sorry about
that. Remember there was a cemetery not too far from the neighborhood?
But I don't remember.
Then we had two older kids running around with super soakers with, they told us was piss in it, and they were squirting kids.
And there were also kids on bikes that were trying to snatch people's candy. I remember that.
Never had that happen. Yeah.
No, never had that happen. I know I saw it happen. I saw people get their candy snatched in the neighborhood, but never. No, like I said, no, Halloween's a blast. I mean, hopefully everybody has themselves a safe Halloween. And what was your favorite Halloween candy you look forward to the most? What was it when you got it in your bag? You're like, yes. Was it just any full-size chocolate bar or a very particular candy? What was it?
No, yeah. When I was a kid,
gross.
If anybody gave me a full-size Kit Kat. But in Canada, though, I was always looking forward like to the full-size Mr. Biggs or Coffee Crisp.
Johnny?
Love the Coffee Crisp.
What's your go-to Halloween candy as a kid that you like?
As a kid, I would say M&M's.
Yeah, peanut M&M's, right?
Yeah, peanut M&M's.
Yeah, you give me a full bag of peanut M&M's, I'm cutting your lawn for a week. Even though one time's enough, because I want to cut it again. It's not going to grow that fast. You're right, though. A bag of people give me peanut M&M's and peanut butter cups.
And you ever get the story that tell you don't take any apples because they put razor blades in them?
That's just...
You think that's an urban legend?
No one ever gave you apples.
No one ever gave you an apple.
Like, here's the celery, kid.
I feel like maybe in the...
Is there a razor blade in this?
it got me scared of fruits and vegetables for years.
People
the worst
give you like,
one is not the individually wrapped certs. The worst one is the box of raisins.
Oh, yeah. You used to get the box of raisins, too. Yeah, and you give them to your parents. Yeah, like you know, they would eat them or you would think they want them.
Do you remember those Asian candies? They're wrapped up and individually wrapped in, like, red?
Yep.
They weren't great. I remember one Asian house and... the guy like gave us one each, and then his wife came up from around the corner. No. So she took him back and she gave me and my buddy a nickel each.
What?
I was like, all right, I don't want either one of these. I knocked on the wrong house. I am so sorry.
You should have said, hey, I'll buy that for a nickel. Give me that back.
Yeah, the conversion rate wasn't there. It was like one of those Korean wands or something like that.
Hilarious. Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, man. So I had all this candy in my bag, and at the very bottom was a shiny nickel.
Yeah, that's awkward. I mean, I would love to go
out for Halloween this year, but you hand out squid game cards. Just hand them out. Just walk away. Hand them out. Walk away.
I feel like just handing out like
the number on the back.
Like travel stuff, you know, like you buy like the mini deodorants and the Q-tip packs and the
scopes,
like just.
You know what I wanted to hand out? I want to like collect all my ketchup packs for a year. And
wow! And wow! Condiments. You want to be the house where like, dude, just don't go there, bro. Why not? She's passing out old condiments she collected out of Chick-fil-A.
There's an evil witch. Taco Bell sauce.
A broke ass fortune cookie.
Like a Chipotle burrito that's still half, just you wrap it back up. You know, I'm not gonna eat this. I'll just pass it out. What? Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, I could see you doing that. Yeah, I could see you doing that. That's very interesting. Okay, well, there you go. How about costume wise before we go? Like, what was your favorite costume you ever had for Halloween? Or was it something that you maybe you repeated over years and years because either your parents didn't buy you one or you just liked that costume? Was there
anything? I remember I was always what is that broad's name from Nightmare Before Christmas? I was her, Sally, like 3 years in a row, and it was cool. I made it cool before everyone else did it.
Oh, you're the one.
Oh my god, so we've heard stories.
My mom sewed up the costume. My mom,
so you just see the Reddit thread that you have.
Wait a second, did you start cosplay?
Yes.
Amazing.
I know.
Wow, that was a good story.
We need a legend on the podcast.
Yeah. Carlos, what was your favorite costume that you've had ever as an adult or a child?
Well, as a child, my favorite was I don't know why my aunt even had this. It was in Canada, but she had a nun's costume. I dressed up as a nun that year.
Pregnant nun?
No, just a nun. It wasn't sacrilegious, goddammit.
Like the nun from the movies? Like the scary one?
I wanted to be a fairy. And then I was like, no, I want to be the fourth of the Statue of Liberty. And so my mom was like, that's a great idea. And I was like, no, I want to be a fairy. And then she made me be the Statue of Liberty. I was like, this sucks. Yeah, but I changed my mind.
So as a kid, the nun, as an adult, what's your favorite costume?
Again, as an adult, my favorite was I went on Ace Ventura to the West Hollywood party. Okay. I pulled it off pretty well. I even grew my hair out long in the front and in the back so I could do the pompadour and the ducktail in the back.
Favorite as a kid, I'm going to have to go Haunting France. I had a lot of fun that year. And as an adult, I'd say my army
military outfit. Yeah. Mine as a kid was Zorro. I must have been Zorro like 3 years in a row. And then as an adult, I bought this werewolf costume that I used to work at. Spirit Halloween. I was a manager there. So I got like everything 75% off. So I got this realistic werewolf mask.
Aren't they already marked off like 50%? So you got 125%
off? Yeah, they paid me. And I had this realistic werewolf head that actually moves the jaw and everything. And everything. It was cool. Like, I had the hands and all that. And I was terrorizing kids in my brother's neighborhood. I was like hiding behind bushes, and the kids were like walking down the street with bags. And I'm like, arr, 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 and they're like, turn around and I see me running. And they just jam down the street, dropping their candy. I was like 30 years old. That's sad. But the fun thing is I had gold chains on, like a wrapper around my neck, like as the werewolf. So, you know, make it cool looking.
Styling.
So yeah, styling, profiling. So Halloween, like I said, as an adult, you can make it super fun. If you skip it, it's not a big deal, I guess. But as a kid, if you have kids, I mean, don't deprive your children of Halloween. Halloween is a good time. For children.
Last year, I went as an elephant, and then I got COVID.
How about this year?
So I went to EDC this past weekend. Me and my friend went as Johnny Depp and Benicio del Toro on the first.
You should go with somebody that gets closer to their microphone.
Oh shit! Sorry.
Oh,
hi.
You should also. You don't need a costume to be an elephant. All right, we'll take a break here on Nerds Talking the Podcast. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, you're the worst.
Choose your
fighter. Welcome to Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers.
We chose to do this podcast because of our passion for video games. Over several decades, we have played on various consoles from Atari, Sega Genesis, NES, PlayStation, Xbox, and next-gen consoles. We also love talking about pop culture, Marvel, and Star Wars movies. Video games is our escape from a hard day's work, and what better way to spend it by talking about the latest video games? You can find us on all the major podcasting apps or look for us at neighborgamers.com.
Welcome back to Nerds Talking the Podcast. Happy Halloween, as it is 2 days away from this Friday. Hopefully you have yourself a good time. Enjoy yourself. I'm here with Carlos, Johnny, and Marie, and I'm Lafayette. And do you ever watch movies on Halloween, like scary movies? Are there certain movies that scare the holy turd out of you, or a movie, or do you watch movies leading up to Halloween? Is Halloween the horror month? Is it something that you particularly watch, those type of movies? Because in theaters, that's when those movies typically come out. They come around this time of year. they line it up. Are there any movies out there that even give you a memory of Halloween, like a fond memory of, oh, I remember we watched that movie that one year on Halloween, it scared the shit out of me. Anything in particular?
I mean, I don't think it was during Halloween, but I remember watching The Ring and being freaked out. And I was stationed in Utah at the time. And so when we got back to the barracks, my buddies went out for a smoke and I thought I'd play a prank on them. So I would have the TV set on the snow channel and just be staring at it. So when they opened up the door, they'd be freaked out, right? But then like I leaned down to get something and then the fucking volume went up and up and up. I was like, what the fuck? I was sitting on the remote. So I scared the shit out of myself. And when they came
back, idiot.
Yeah, they're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I tried to scare you, but I scared myself in the ring. And it's fucking scary. Fuck you guys.
In my pants, I peed them. It's okay, yeah, guys. We're in the military. Hell yeah, America. Like, what?
That'd have been a funnier story if you took your rifle and just shot the shit out of the TV.
Right? It was all you the whole time. Oh, that'd be so good. Oh man. I mean, I kind of Ghostbusters is kind of something I think of when I think of Halloween. Matter of fact, the Halloween movies, I never really watched those movies. You ever watched those movies? The Halloween movies?
No.
I've maybe seen one or two. They're just not very good. They released a new one called Halloween Kills. And it's the same shit again. It's just him killing people in the neighborhood and he
I thought on the last one she took care of that. But
No. That's what's so dumb about those type of movies. He's never going to die.
Is Jamie Lee Curtis in it?
She is in it.
Yay. Yeah.
But again, it's like making more Friday 13 movies. He can't be killed. Just stop making those movies. We're good, right? Like those campers, just close the camp down. It's cool. Nobody needs to go there anymore. You know?
You know, I really liked Jason versus Freddy. Even though it's a terrible movie, terrible acting, I had a good time.
It has a good premise, though.
Yeah.
You know, actually, the premise is good, and Freddy actually looks the best in that movie.
Yeah. When
he goes full demon mode.
Oh, he was badass.
Like, yeah, exactly. But, yeah, no, I don't know. Carlos, any movies that give you the Halloween feel?
Yeah, wasn't the first Scream movie during Halloween? Like, the movie itself?
Oh, I think so, yes, because I remember people going to that movie dressed up, I think, if I recall.
No, I mean, just in the movie itself.
No, it was... Takes place in Halloween. Oh, wait, does it take place? Oh, it does. You know why?
Yeah.
Because Drew Barrymore
hanging from the tree was like a.
Yeah, but remember, she's like, she wasn't answering the door and so forth. Like, because she was originally on the phone with a friend of hers. And she's like, no, I'm not. It's Halloween, but I'm just staying in. Blabbity blip blap. And she thought someone was playing a trick on her. That's right.
Yeah, so I like the Scream movie, and they're coming out in Scream 5. I'm looking forward to that one.
Yep. Has the original cast.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Those that survived. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. The first one's fantastic though. When you first watched
the first one's great. Yeah.
It was a whodunit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they reveal it, you're like, these smart sons of bitches. I like when he's like, just stand still. I'm gonna stab you a couple of times. No, man, I'm bleeding. I'm really bleeding.
I'm getting woozy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm getting woozy, man. Stop stabbing me.
I thought the scary movies were good.
The comedian, well, I mean, the comedies.
A few of them were pretty good.
The first two were pretty good.
Yeah.
Was Charlie Sheen in those movies?
He was in number three or number four, I think.
All right.
When the Wayans brothers took off.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. That's another one. Hubie Halloween, Carlos's favorite.
Oh.
An Adam Sandler movie. It's not a horrible movie. It's just a kids movie. When we you know what I mean? It's on Netflix. This is Adam Sandler flick called Hubie Halloween. And
you know what's funny? I haven't seen it. And if you told me you wouldn't spoil it. You could tell me anything about the movie and it wouldn't spoil it for me. I mean, whatever. If it's on TV,
but are you an Adam Sandler fan enough movie. To just watch whatever he does and enjoy it?
They're all the same to me. I mean,
no, they are.
Some kind of them are a little better than others. And then some of the stuff that he puts out, like it's a recent one.
The Western?
No, the
Jennifer Aniston one.
That was actually a good one.
Adam Sandler wasn't in this one. It was a David Spade movie with.
But he produced it. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. It's the mistaken like identity one.
Yeah. That was actually kind of funny.
Yeah. But Hubie Halloween, like I said, it's just your typical Adam Sandler flick where he plays a bumbling fool, and it takes place on Halloween. He's trying to figure out who done it, type of thing. But I mean, I don't know, Halloween movies. I mean, of course, you know, your typical Friday 13th, Friday, and Chucky. I don't know if you guys ever like the Chucky movies. The first one's okay, I guess, but they're all kind of stupid.
The remake was horrible.
Little hard to believe.
Yeah, that's the problem. That really is the problem.
You gotta be a sneaky little doll, I guess. I mean, but like in the end, just get into an open room and fight this motherfucking doll one on one.
Right?
He doesn't have that many
articulation points.
No, he doesn't. His shoulders and his pelvis, right?
That's it.
Kid can barely walk. I kicked that fool across the room.
So stupid. And the way he became
stabbing me in the toe.
Oh, remember the way he became Chucky?
He's possessed.
They were chasing like that. Serial killer, or hitman, or whatever, and he possessed a doll to transfer his soul into it. Oh my god!
Yeah,
I mean that's about as believable as a kid that drowns in the lake and hunts down the campsite for 15 years. So dumb. But that's what makes them, you know, fun movies at the same time, right? Because they're stupid. So yeah, I don't know. What is a movie that you won't watch? It's too scary. Like you just like I've seen it. I'm good. Is there a movie out there like that? Like, I'm solid.
What was that Korean movie? It was like The Devil May Cry, I think, maybe something like that.
What is that about?
I could be getting the title wrong. I saw only like the first 5 minutes where
I need to see this.
Like the chick is on the cell phone, she's like broken down on the road, but just the angles that they come in with the camera, I'm like, oh, this bitch is gonna die. This bitch is gonna die. I can't take it. I'm pretty sure it was
wait, did you even get to the point where she died?
No.
Did she even die? She may not even have died yet. She could have been the main character.
So what happened
to the end?
You got scared of how good the directing was?
First that's, 5 minutes.
That's a good director.
I haven't seen it. I hear it's really good. But
wow, Marie, is there a movie that you won't watch that scared you a lot the first time, or maybe even if you maybe The Ring, so you won't watch it again because VHS?
I watched it a million times.
Okay, but it does scare you still when you watch it.
No.
Oh, good lord!
Thanks for playing along.
That wasn't the question.
Oh. No, I'm sorry. It was called I Saw the Devil.
Oh, okay. The question was, is there a movie still that either you won't watch or still scares you even though you've seen it already?
No, but I'm still afraid to go in the bathroom with the lights off.
Why? Dude, that's my favorite time.
Wait, why?
Day. Just shutting down the lights and taking a shit?
Yeah, wait, why don't
oh
you?
My
wait,
God.
Why? Like, what
I
was
fucking
what,
love
I'm confused.
That.
What's the bathroom tie-in? Like, what's that about?
For you Bloody
like
Mary.
And drink wine.
Oh
my God. Oh. If Bloody Mary came in while I was taking a shit,
oh,
it's
she'd
on
leave.
Her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She'd die.
She would look in the mirror
she'd
and
go
say,
back to the land of the dead and be like,
no,
don't
no,
say
saying,
Johnny in
the
mirror.
Right back in the mirror.
She'd open the door and be like, yep, this is hell.
Yeah. Like she's like, she's saying back in the mirror, you're like, no, I ain't no turning back now, bitch. Turn him back now. You best get your resume together and get a job. You my roommate. Oh, man. Like, a movie have you guys ever seen Hereditary?
No.
Oh man, it's on Amazon. Man, watch that. It has a lot of Gabriel Burns in it. Toni Collette is in it. But it's a trip, man. It's a good movie. But it's a trip.
Is there an incest thing going on?
No. Did you want that?
No.
I mean, what is
I'm not yeah.
You know
I
what
it sound like I'm jerking off. I mean, like, are their cousins doing it?
I mean, that's an odd question.
Hereditary. I mean, just going off the title.
Yeah, but that just means more like something that carries along the line of your family, like Hereditary.
Because they're doing it?
Oh my goodness, man. No, actually, they're not doing it. But it's a good one. You want to see a good scary movie? Watch Hereditary on Amazon. It's free if you have Amazon Prime. So
one that still creeps me out is The Strangers. Have you seen The Strangers?
That's with I forgot.
Liv Tyler.
I've seen it once. Yeah, it's a good movie.
It's a good movie. Based on the Manson murders.
No, but okay.
No. That's the hook line was based on true events, but it's on the Manson
murders. Yeah, you know what the true event was? The director said what the true event was. All he said was one day somebody came to his neighborhood, not even his house, and knocked on the door and asked for somebody that didn't live there on purpose. That was it. That was the event. Like, thanks, buddy.
Scary shit, though.
Scary.
Someone knocked on my door. Was like, hey, is Robert here?
No. I know. But you know what? Wikipedia can be off sometimes. But
I'm gonna write a movie.
You write it yourself?
Wikipedia says it's based on the Manson family tape murders.
I don't see how.
Well, I mean,
You know what? Give us the plot of The Strangers.
Two people come home from a wedding. They're getting ready to just call it a night. Somebody knocks on the door, asks for the wrong person. All of a sudden, they're getting harassed by these people.
That's what happened with the
it doesn't need violence, man. It's creepy.
You know what I liked is what was it? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Their take on the Tate Manson murders.
Oh, it's great. The last scene is phenomenal.
Yes. The payoff is great.
The movie is like you guys were just talking about Dune or last week or next week or whatever it was that you guys were talking about. It's just like a waste of
the movie that we talked about in the future.
Next week or last week.
You know what? We talked about next week.
Continue speaking.
You made a good point next week.
What?
Next, we'll talk about time travel. Marie, how often?
Oh my God.
Marie, I have a funny feeling we're gonna make fun of you next week.
Yeah. But go ahead. What's your take?
Like Lafayette was saying, he wasted 2 hours of his life just to get to the end, and then nothing happened. That was how Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was for me. It was just so fucking stupid.
Oh, but the payoff was good.
No, it wasn't. It was terrible.
What? Oh no, the flamethrower.
Terrible. It was amazing.
Because it wasn't real. It's like Sharon Tate died.
That so was the point, real. Though. It's yeah, once but, upon but, a but, time in Hollywood. You know, like it's a fairy tale version of what his take is on that, and how different it would have been if they went to the wrong house. That was the kind of the thing. Does that make sense?
No, it totally makes sense. It's just stupid. I don't know. Maybe I just play.
I mean, you're not wrong. I get your point. Because he's taking a real life event.
If I've never heard the Sharon Tate story, it'd be different. But because I know how it really ends, it's not that funny, or it's not that great. It's not.
Did you laugh? Did people laugh when you watched it?
It wasn't that funny.
That's hilarious. All right, that bitch died.
No, I'm the opposite. Because I knew what was going to happen, I was kind of expecting all of them to get murdered at the end. And then Tarantino just jacked. 180.
Yeah. Turn the only problem, even though this is we're going off now because Marie's feature movie reviews. The only problem I ever had with that movie was the first half is so boring. All I thought was, good Lord, I have to sit through another hour and a half of this. It's like 3 hours long or some shit. And then it just ramped up that movie. It got so much better as it kept going. I'm like, oh,
how?
He's pretty good.
How did it get better?
Brad Pitt took his shirt off. Come on.
Because of Cliff. Okay.
Because of Brad Pitt?
That's right. Cliff's character was phenomenal.
You mean Brad Pitt's character, Cliff?
Yeah, Cliff. Yeah. And then when, like, remember he gave that girl the ride back to their little camp?
No.
And they tried to mess with him. And the dude tried to beat his ass. And Cliff just whooped his fucking ass.
Now change my tire.
Yeah.
That's gangster.
Yeah. The thing out of was, what do you call that? The wrench, that style of, with the four stars or whatever.
The spider. The tire spider.
It's called tire spider. Just threw it down like, yeah, change my tire. Like I was like, oh, that's
got that him. Was awesome.
Got him.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like, but that too was based on, you know, where the
it is. It was actually based on where they were at. Yeah,
they were at old.
Yeah.
When he went there, I was like, oh, he's in trouble.
Yeah.
No, it was cool.
No.
So, but that movie for Halloween purposes scared the shit out of Marie. So,
scared her in the future.
Scared in the future. Future Marie got scared.
Like, I'm out of here. I'm going into next week.
Pass me walked out of the theater like, this is stupid. Future Marie walked out of the theater going, well, I really appreciate what he did there at the end. Trick or treat. Oh my goodness. Oh. Yeah, you fell into that one. I'm sorry. You just past, future, present you. You're like Christmas Story, all just wrapped
into one.
That's right. All right. Well, that's our Halloween show, everyone. So everybody, wish everyone a happy Halloween. Johnny.
Happy Halloween. Stay safe.
There you go. Carlos.
Happy Halloween.
All right. Marie.
Happy Halloween.
There you go. Happy Halloween.
It sounded like Marie was talking to her crush right there.
I know, right? Oh, happy Halloween. Yeah. Happy Halloween, baby. My boyfriend's here, but he ain't going to recognize. You guys going to get along. It's great. Right, so there you go. Happy Halloween. Stay safe, like Johnny said. Hope you get all the candy you want. You party your ass off or you wake up in a dungeon chained to a radiator and you don't know what's going to happen next. And it just happens to be the morning. You just woke up drunk. Right? That happened to you guys? No?
Every day.
Wow. That's interesting girl. Life you lead. Interesting life. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Nerds Talking the Podcast. We'll catch you guys next time here on, oh, I just said it, Nerds Talking the Podcast. Later.